kansaspublic.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your weather forecast at 6 o'clock.
Their agencies. Trump administration officials say this is part of their plan to limit the role of the Education Department. Critics in the move say only Congress has this authority. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. People who live on the streets in Lawrence will have fewer options when it comes to finding shelter from the cold this winter. The city says the Lawrence Community Center will be the only shelter available. In previous years, the city has worked with local churches to open additional shelters, but the Lawrence Times reports that won't happen this year. The city says the change is necessary for safety and service coordination. A Kansas tax attorney is asking state lawmakers to require real estate appraisals every 3 years to help mitigate rising property taxes. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kansas counties currently update appraisals annually.
Attorney Linda Terrell of Property Tax Law Group asked lawmakers to spread out the appraisals so Kansas homeowners do not see their taxes sharply increase each year. Higher appraisals can lead to a larger tax bill, even if local governments do not increase their tax rates. But Republican Representative Carl Turner says local governments may end up increasing their rates even more to make up for the frozen appraisals.
The local taxing entities would say, well, we have to increase your mill rates in order because the base isn't increasing.
Terrell says lawmakers may also need to consider constraints on local governments increasing tax rates. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Four agents at the Kansas Bureau of Investigation have been trained to make arrests in collaboration with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach oversees the KBI. He says the agents will not arrest individuals who lack legal status but otherwise have no criminal record. Kobach told KCUR KBI agents will transfer immigrants without legal status to ICE custody if they get arrested in the course of a drug raid.
Again, common sense. Why wouldn't you make an arrest where you've got an individual who can be removed from the country and, again, reducing the threat to people in Kansas?
Kobach announced on Monday that KBI agents recently arrested 10 immigrants who were on criminal registries. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban cell phones in schools. The bill would require districts to implement policies prohibiting the use of cell phones during the school day. KWCH reports several districts in Kansas already restrict cell phone use, including Wichita Public Schools. The bill proposing a statewide ban is expected to be introduced when the legislature convenes in January. Sports time, college basketball scores. Last night, the KU men lost to Duke 78-66. K-State women defeated Troy. Final score there, 81-59. Weather forecast for today. Some patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny skies. High temperatures near 61 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers overnight. Lows around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow around 64 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy. 39 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from
user safety and security.
So one thing that we may see coming out of this is a renewed debate about how one goes about addressing issues concerning high levels of concentration and abusive behavior.
Rallying around specifics, however, has been a little harder. John Ruich, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, ever taken a canoe trip down the mighty Missouri River through downtown Kansas City? Commentator Rex Buchanan has, and he did so with some trepidation.
I've canoed the Kaw and the Ozarks, the boundary waters of Minnesota, but the Missouri? That's different.
Stick around as we take a trip down the Missouri River, coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny. Highs this afternoon near 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers, lows around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 64. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy skies, 39 degrees. Topeka's mostly cloudy and 38.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, we'll have Saudi reaction to the Crown Prince's visit to Washington. The Epstein files, what can we expect and when? The ancient origins of kissing. And Caribbean Curaçao makes sporting history.
BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Dude, after a city dredging project in Munich, Germany, a wave at one of the world's most popular inland surfing spots has disappeared.
It's very sad that the wave is not working. People really are missing it because surfing is a lifestyle.
I'm Scott Detrow. How the surfing community is uniting to get their gnarly wave back on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Go surfing on All Things Considered this afternoon. It begins at 3 o'clock right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, quick look at your forecast for today. Patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 60. It's 6:30.
Leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Salman denies any role in Khashoggi's death. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A high-powered legal battle in Kansas could decide who has the power to sue the federal government on the state's behalf. Zane Irwin explains.
Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach can't seem to stop suing each other. The two have gone back and forth over federal funding for food assistance and public safety. At the center of the disagreement is a legal question: who represents Kansas in lawsuits? Kobach said that it's the job of the Attorney General, not the governor, to decide when Washington has harmed Kansas.
Her case is flying right in the face of the clear words of Kansas law. I think it's a loser. I'm pretty confident.
Kobach said he would sue the Trump administration if he saw fit, although he has not done so yet. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A new free shuttle bus will connect the cities of Lenexa and Overland Park with Kansas City International Airport beginning next spring. The new service will coincide with next year's World Cup events in Kansas City. The free buses will operate from Lenexa Town Center and the Overland Park Convention Center and run about every 25 minutes from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. The service will not be permanent. The buses are expected to run from May through November. A small earthquake was detected in central Kansas overnight. The quake, measuring 2.7 on the Richter scale, was centered about 19 miles east of Russell. It was recorded at 11:44 p.m. Geologists say the quake was unusually shallow, with a depth of only about 3 miles. There have been no reports of damage or injuries. A Topeka nonprofit is opening a new food pantry just for seniors. The Topeka LULAC Senior Center says its new 65-plus food pantry will meet a growing need. It's estimated some 7 million seniors experience food insecurity nationwide each year. Many seniors are on limited incomes and have limited mobility. Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 60 degrees. Tonight, some clouds move in, bringing with them a 40% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 48 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. High temperatures tomorrow near 64 degrees. Currently in Lawrence, we have partly cloudy skies, 37 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 37 as well. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Uma, a cloud-based phone service for any size business.
Airwaves, details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, Layla Fadel speaks with comedian Mo Ammer about comedy, free speech, and his new Netflix special. That's in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Forecast for today, some patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon, right around 60 degrees, not too windy either. Calm wind becoming east around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, lows around 48. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 64. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 37 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously. We hold the powerful to account, and we hold ourselves to a set of core principles: integrity, independence, accuracy, transparency, and respect for the public we serve. This is NPR News.
Good morning, I'm Layla Fadel. Last month, the Marine Mammal Center in Morro Bay, California, got a call about distressed and frantic cries coming from the water, a baby otter that had been separated from its mom. In an attempt to reunite the two, the workers recorded the baby's cries and used a speaker to broadcast them across the bay. It worked. In just a few hours, a mother otter approached their boat to reclaim her missing pup. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from AT&T, a network that is making connections for Americans. Connecting changes everything. Learn more at att.com/yatt. And from the University of Maryland Libraries, home to the NPR Archives, dedicated to preserving the history of public broadcasting and serving researchers around the world. More at lib.umd.edu. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Ever been up a river without a paddle? That is no place to be. It's always best to climb into a canoe with a life jacket and an experienced person, someone who knows the river. Commentator Rex Buchanan is no stranger to paddling down a river, but he recently took a trip with a real pro through the heart of downtown Kansas City.
I like to canoe, but I'll admit that I've always been that few people get to see. It's often said that American cities have turned their back on the rivers where they grew up. Now, it's maybe less true today than it has been in the past. Lawrence, for example, has embraced the Kaw. During our day on the Missouri, we watched lots of people hiking and biking along riverside trails. Boat ramps make it easy to get out on the river. And yet, as we were taking out at Riverside Park, two people asked us about the barge that puttered past. They didn't know what it was. Know it or not, the river is still there, still waiting for people to learn its ways, its power, its contributions to our history and economy. To get out on it with respect.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, author, and outdoor enthusiast. He's also Director Emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey at the University of Kansas. His canoeing partner, Anna Zacharias, will be giving a presentation tonight about another river he's come to know. Rediscovering the Arkansas River is the title of his talk at the Hall Center for the Humanities. It begins at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
KPR continues to expand its news coverage because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to send $10, $20, or more every month to ensure this service continues to grow. Their support matters, and so does yours. Take a minute, go to kansaspublicradio.org and donate today. And thanks. Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny skies. Highs this afternoon near 60 degrees, not too windy, calm wind becoming east only around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 64 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 37 degrees. It's 9 before 7.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your local forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
Individual victims. The plan was approved by Judge Sean Lane of the United States Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. Purdue will dissolve and emerge as a new company, Noah Pharma. Its focus will include overdose reversal medicines, and it will not involve the Sacklers. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. People who live on the streets in Lawrence will have fewer options when it comes to finding shelter from the cold this winter. The city says the Lawrence Community Shelter will be the only shelter available. In previous years, the city has worked with local churches to open additional shelters, but the Lawrence Times reports that won't happen this year. The city says the change is necessary for safety and service coordination. A Kansas tax attorney is asking state lawmakers to require real estate appraisals every 3 years to help mitigate rising property taxes. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kansas counties currently update appraisals annually.
Attorney Linda Terrell of Property Tax Law Group asked lawmakers to spread out the appraisals so Kansas homeowners do not see their taxes sharply increase each year. Higher appraisals can lead to a larger tax bill, even if local governments do not increase their tax rates. But Republican Representative Carl Turner says local governments may end up increasing their rates even more to make up for the frozen appraisals.
The local taxing entities would say, well, we have to increase your mill rates in order because the base isn't increasing.
Terrell says lawmakers may also need to consider constraints on local governments increasing tax rates. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is calling on federal regulators to block the possible acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery by Netflix. Warner Brothers is currently accepting bids from potential buyers, including Netflix. In a letter to the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission, the Republican senator from Kansas warns that a Warner Brothers Netflix combination would create one of the largest content consolidations in modern media history and would hurt consumers, workers, and competition. Marshall also raises concerns about output reduction. The deadline for bidding on Warner Brothers is Thursday. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban cell phones in schools. The bill would require districts to implement policies prohibiting the use of cell phones during the school day. KWCH reports several districts in Kansas already restrict cell phone use, including Wichita Public Schools. The bill proposing a statewide ban is expected to be introduced when the legislature convenes in January. Habitat for Humanity plans to build 23 new homes in North Topeka. The humanitarian organization won approval for the project at Tuesday night's city council meeting. KSNT reports the council approved the rezoning of a lot near the corner of Northwest Tyler Street and Northwest Lyman Road to allow Habitat to build the 23 detached single-family homes. College basketball last night, the KU men lost to Duke, 78-66. The K-State women beat Troy, 81-59. Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny. Highs this afternoon near 60 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's partly cloudy, 37 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from
Begun. Maryland officials say it should be completed in 2030 and will be funded by the federal government. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, have you ever taken a canoe trip down the mighty Missouri River through downtown Kansas City? Commentator Rex Buchanan has, and he did so with some trepidation.
I've canoed the Kaw and the Ozarks, the boundary waters of Minnesota, but the Missouri? That's different.
Stick around as we take a trip down the Missouri coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, November 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today. Some patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 64 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 37 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, we'll have Saudi reaction to the Crown Prince's visit to Washington. The Epstein files, what can we expect and when? The ancient origins of kissing. And Caribbean Curaçao makes sporting history.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 21 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
News, I'm Julian Berger in Charlotte.
This is NPR News.
Dude, after a city dredging project in Munich, Germany, a wave at one of the world's most popular inland surfing spots has disappeared.
It's very sad that the wave is not working. People really are missing it because surfing is a lifestyle.
I'm Scott Detrow. How the surfing community is uniting to get their gnarly wave back on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Wipeout on All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, some patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 37. Topeka, partly cloudy, 37 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy and 40. The time is 7:30.
multiple Arab states. Sage Miller, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A high-powered legal battle in Kansas could decide who has the power to sue the federal government on the state's behalf. Zane Irwin explains.
Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach can't seem to stop suing each other. The two have gone back and forth over federal funding for food assistance and public safety. At the center of the disagreement is a legal question. Who represents Kansas in lawsuits? Kobach said that it's the job of the Attorney General, not the governor, to decide when Washington has harmed Kansas.
Her case is flying right in the face of the clear words of Kansas law. I think it's a loser. I'm pretty confident.
Kobach said he would sue the Trump administration if he saw fit, although he has not done so yet. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A new free shuttle bus will connect the cities of Lenexa and Overland Park with Kansas City International Airport beginning next spring. The new service will coincide with next year's World Cup events in Kansas City. The free buses will operate from Lenexa Town Center and the Overland Park Convention Center and run every 25 minutes from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. The service will not be permanent. The buses are expected to run from May through November. A small earthquake was detected in central Kansas overnight. The quake, measuring 2.7 on the Richter scale, was centered about 19 miles east of Russell. It was recorded at 11:44 p.m. Geologists say the quake was unusually shallow, with a depth of only about 3 miles. There have been no reports of damage or injuries. A Topeka nonprofit is opening a new food pantry just for seniors. The Topeka LULAC Senior Center says its new 65-plus food pantry will meet a growing need. It's estimated some 7 million seniors experience food insecurity nationwide each year. Many seniors are on limited incomes and have limited mobility. Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny skies. Highs this afternoon around 60 degrees. Winds will be calm, becoming east around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs near 64. Looks like we'll get some rain on Friday, but things should clear out by the weekend. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. We're coming to you on 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report, the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period is now underway. Premiums insurers charge are increasing, and a big question for many is the fate of ACA tax credits for next year. Millions are wondering just how much their out-of-pocket expenses could be increasing. We'll hear more about that in 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today, some patchy fog this morning. That should only last about another hour or so. Otherwise, partly sunny skies today with a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, lows around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, highs near 64. Looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, Friday, forecast calls for showers, highs near 57 degrees. But the forecast for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 63. So looks like we'll get some rain beginning tonight through Friday, but things clear out just in time for the weekend. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 37 degrees, 44 minutes after 7.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Fadel is in Syria learning some of the secrets of a government.
His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there. This is NPR.
Good
Good morning, May Martinez. Curaçao is a small island nation that lies just to the north of Venezuela, and I'll bet nearly all of its roughly 156,000 residents are partying right now. That's because its soccer team, the Blue Wave, just made Curaçao the smallest country ever to qualify for the World Cup. The previous record holder for the smallest country to qualify for the World Cup was Iceland when they qualified back in 2018. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation, collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At wtgrantfdn.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Have you ever been up a river without a paddle? That is no place to be. It's always best to climb into a canoe with a life jacket and an experienced person, somebody who knows the river. Commentator Rex Buchanan is no stranger to paddling down a river, but he recently took a trip with a real pro through the heart of downtown Kansas City.
I like to canoe, but I'll admit that I've always been a little intimidated by the idea of paddling the Missouri River. At least from the bank, it looks so big, so powerful and fast. I've canoed the Kaw and the Ozarks, the boundary waters of Minnesota, but the Missouri? Not on the river. And yet, as we were taking out at Riverside Park, two people asked us about the barge that puttered past. They didn't know what it was. Know it or not, the river is still there, still waiting for people to learn its ways, its power, its contributions to our history and economy. To get out on it with respect.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, author, and outdoor enthusiast. He's also director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey at the University of Kansas. His canoeing partner, Hannah Zacharias, will be giving a presentation tonight about another river he's come to know. Rediscovering the Arkansas River is the title of his talk at the Hall Center for the Humanities. It begins at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show today with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Lots of great music, I promise. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, some patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Calm wind becoming east around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs near 64. Forecast for Friday calls for rain. Forecast for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. It's 9 before 8.
And she says they need them to live. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, a look at the latest news from NPR, the latest news from the KPR newsroom, and your latest weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Clearing the rubble, and a forensic laboratory is also working on the site to identify the victims. Ukrainian Air Force spokesman Yuri Ignat says Russia used about 470 drones and 48 missiles. Ignat saying the use of such weapons as ballistic and cruise missiles on cities is an act of terrorism that must be documented and reported to international legal institutions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues to urge allies to increase pressure on Russia to end its nearly four-year war on Ukraine. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. People who live on the streets in Lawrence will have fewer options when it comes to finding shelter from the cold this winter. The city says the Lawrence Community Shelter will be the only shelter available. In previous years, the city has worked with local churches to open additional shelters, but the Lawrence Times reports that won't happen this year. The city says the change is necessary for safety and service coordination. A Kansas tax attorney is asking state lawmakers to require real estate appraisals every 3 years to help mitigate rising property taxes. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kansas counties currently update appraisals annually.
Attorney Linda Terrell of Property Tax Law Group asked lawmakers to spread out the appraisals so Kansas homeowners do not see their taxes sharply increase each year. Higher appraisals can lead to a larger tax bill, even if local governments do not increase their tax rates. But Republican Representative Carl Turner says local governments may end up increasing their rates even more to make up for the frozen appraisals.
The local taxing entities would say, well, we have to increase your mill rates in order because the base isn't increasing.
Terrell says lawmakers may also need to consider constraints on local governments increasing tax rates. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Four agents at the Kansas Bureau of Investigation have been trained to make arrests in collaboration with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach oversees the KBI. He says the agents will not arrest individuals who lack legal status but otherwise have no criminal record. Kobach told KCUR KBI agents will transfer immigrants without legal status to ICE custody if they get arrested in the course of a drug raid.
Again, common sense. Why wouldn't you make an arrest where you've got an individual who can be removed from the country and, again, reducing the threat to people in Kansas?
Kobach announced Monday that KBI agents recently arrested 10 immigrants who were on criminal registries. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban cell phones in schools. The bill would require districts to implement policies prohibiting the use of cell phones during the school day. KWCH reports several districts in Kansas already restrict cell phone use, including Wichita Public Schools. The bill proposing a statewide ban is expected to be introduced when the Kansas legislature convenes in January. College basketball scores from last night. The KU men lost to Duke 78-66. K-State women defeated Troy 81-59. Weather forecast for today. Little morning fog, otherwise partly sunny with a high this afternoon near 60 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 48. The outlook for tomorrow, Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 64 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy 39, Topeka mostly cloudy 38 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from
KU.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on Morning Edition, Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro has made it very difficult for his military to be involved in any effort to depose him.
Officers are rotated from one place to another in order to make sure that no group of dissidents can stay together long enough to foment some kind of coup.
More on how the unpopular leader has maintained his grip on power, coming up in about 15 minutes.
K
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves, applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
No matter how you get the news of the day, in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up on its commitment to serve our listeners because you matter. Make a difference. Donate at kansaspublicradio.org. Expecting partly sunny skies today with high temperatures this afternoon near 60 degrees in Lawrence right now, cloudy 39 degrees at 8:21.
Support for
Wave Back on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, latest news from the KPR newsroom, and the latest weather forecast. It's 8:30.
Say that lowering prices is most important.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A high-powered legal battle in Kansas could decide who has the power to sue the federal government on the state's behalf. Zane Irwin explains.
Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, and for the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A new free shuttle bus will connect the cities of Lenexa and Overland Park with Kansas City International Airport beginning next spring. The new service will coincide with next year's World Cup events in Kansas City. The free buses will operate from Lenexa Town Center and the Overland Park Convention Center and run every 25 minutes from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. The service will not be permanent. The buses are expected to run from May through November. A Topeka nonprofit is opening a new food pantry just for seniors. The Topeka Lulac Senior Center says its new 65-plus food pantry will meet a growing need. It's estimated some 7 million seniors experience food insecurity nationwide each year. Many seniors are on limited incomes and have limited mobility. A small earthquake was detected in central Kansas overnight. The quake, measuring 2.7 on the Richter scale, was centered about 19 miles east of Russell. It was recorded at 11:44 p.m., Geologists say the quake was unusually shallow, with a depth of only about 3 miles. There have been no reports of damage or injuries. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high this afternoon near 60 degrees, calm wind becoming east around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 48 degrees. Tomorrow, your Thursday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, with a high near 64 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 40 degrees, Topeka mostly cloudy, and 40 degrees. The time, 8:34.
Support for NPR.
The outcome that leaves Maduro in power would be a huge victory for his regime.
Unless they somehow manage to topple him, this strengthens Maduro because he's able to say, I stood up to them, and they sailed away.
For NPR News, I'm John Otis. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Layla speaks with comedian Mo Ammer about comedy, free speech, and his new Netflix special. That's still ahead. Coming up at 10 o'clock, coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical Frank Cordelia. That runs from 9 until noon. On KPR2, you can always hear news from the BBC.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Forecast for today, partly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 64. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 40 degrees. The time is 8:44.
I'm Leila Faldil. A bit behind on the news. No sweat. We got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing the government here?
What do you know about this executive action?
So how are conservatives who oppose Trump feeling right now?
What jobs are being cut out there?
If the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau cannot do its work, what does that mean for Americans?
No matter what the headlines bring, we'll break it all down for you. This is NPR. Good morning, I'm Leila Faldil. Last month, the Marine Mammal Center in Morro Bay, California got a call about distressed and frantic cries coming from the water, a baby otter that had been separated from its mom. In an attempt to reunite the two, the workers recorded the baby's cries and used a speaker to broadcast.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. Your place to find NPR news. Coming up at 9, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon, right around 60 degrees. Winds will be calm, becoming east around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Outlook for tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 64 degrees, taking a peek at Friday and the weekend. Friday, showers likely. Highs on Friday around 57 degrees. So we've got rain for Thursday and Friday, but things should improve by the time the weekend rolls around. The forecast for Saturday right now, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Sunday, sunny with a high near 63. So the weekend sounds good so far. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 41 degrees. Topeka's mostly cloudy, 40 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy, and 42. It's 9 minutes before 9.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldil.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Wednesday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia is up next right after the news from NPR. On KPR2, you can hear news from the BBC. Taking another look at your forecast for today. Partly sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 60 degrees, right around average for this date. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, lows around 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 64 degrees. Looking ahead to Friday, showers likely, high near 57. Saturday, though, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Sunday, sunny with a high near 63. Right now, it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 41 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 40 degrees at a minute after 9.
Live from